I want to talk today about the Word of God. Would you put the scriptures up? From Isaiah 55. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. God's purposes cannot be thwarted, cannot be changed, cannot be altered, cannot be defeated. When God sends forth his word, it accomplishes God's purpose. But how does God send out his word? How does he send it out? There are different ways. If you remember right in the beginning of the Bible, God said, let there be light, and there was light. So there are times he just speaks it out for all to hear, and things happen. There are other instances in the Bible as well where God's voice was heard. We see some of that in Revelation. We see some of that perhaps on Mount Sinai, when the Ten Commandments were given, when the people heard his voice. So there are times when he speaks audibly. There are other ways, too, in which he sends forth his word. Every one of you has a Bible, right? God sent forth his word, and people wrote it down. Everything that's written in the Bible is something that God inspired. So in a sense, he spoke it through those authors to record it. We have that to go to anytime that we want. We can read his word. God spoke through people, his prophets. He gave them his word to speak, and they proclaimed his word to the people, whether they wanted to hear it or not, whether it was good news or bad news or blessings or impending judgment, whatever it was. God also chose to spoke through his prophets, and people spoke forth his word. We also have the Holy Spirit living within us. There are times God speaks directly to us through his Spirit. We don't hear an audible voice per se, but our spirit senses what his spirit is saying. And we get an idea of what that is. Sometimes it might be in a sentence, sometimes it might be just the whole thing. And that's kind of how he speaks to me. I get a picture of the whole thing. It's wonderful. So there are many ways in which God speaks. For us, it's the same way. We can speak forth, and others can hear us. We can write things down. We can also ask somebody else to speak for us. So it's not really that much different for us, except that a lot of times we're reluctant or hesitant for whatever reason. We don't feel that we have the skill or the ability to speak, like to give a message, or like to present the gospel to somebody. Somebody asks us about our faith, we don't know what to say. We can be very hesitant, perhaps even fearful to be made fun of. But this is also what God says about things like that. Next. This is from Exodus 4, when the Lord spoke to Moses through the burning bush, and said that he wanted to send him to Egypt to free his people. Moses had grown up in Egypt, had spent 40 years of his life there, was trained in all of the wisdom and culture of the Egyptians. But then because he chose to be recognized as a Jew, to be identified with his people. And because of that, killing an Egyptian who was attacking some of his brethren, he had to flee. And he spent 40 years in the wilderness, got married, raised a family, tending sheep. 40 years. Just essentially alone with his family. Probably had no thoughts of ever going back or what might happen in the future. He had a decent life. No more training, so to speak. At least not like he had in Egypt. But then all of a sudden God calls him. Go back to Egypt. Moses doesn't want to go. He's reluctant. And I can imagine after spending 40 years just with the family, I mean, he probably lost a lot of his skills, probably didn't remember some of the stuff that he was trained in Egypt. He didn't want to go back. And one of the things he complained about is, I can't speak well. Maybe he stuttered a little bit or something, but he just said, I can't speak well. Well, Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent. Neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. Anybody identify with that? Probably all can at some point in time. So the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Who made your mouth? Who made mine? Did not God make our mouths? And if he made them, can he fix them if there's anything wrong? Can he put his words in our mouth? Just like he said to Moses, I'll teach you what to say. Don't worry about it. You don't need special training or skills. All you need to do is open your mouth. I'll fill it for you. I'll give you the things that you need to say. Eventually, of course, Moses went. He had no choice after all. God can be very persuasive. But that's something that we need to take to heart. God made our mouths. He can get them to work properly. He can fill them with words. He can do whatever. He's our creator. There's nothing impossible for him. It's us, because of our reluctance and hesitancy and thinking that we don't have anything to offer. We don't know what to say. So what? God knows. God knows. All he's looking for is a willing heart and a willing soul. Okay, now we go to Acts. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. The apostles, okay. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Before this time, they didn't have anything to say. But when the Holy Spirit came and came upon them and these tongues of fire appeared, the Holy Spirit gave them things to say. The Holy Spirit filled them with words, even words they didn't understand, speaking a spiritual language, speaking other languages that those around them heard and understood. And these apostles were untrained in all of these different languages. But it was the Spirit of God within them that taught them how to speak them. They didn't have to do anything other than just, yes, Lord, I'll open my mouth. I'll let you speak through me. So there's a perfect example of what the Lord said to Moses. Open your mouth, I'll fill it. Okay. And then finally from Ephesians, Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, I think there's a word missing there, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yeah, righteousness is in the wrong place. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is the armor, not only the protective armor, but the offensive weapons that we are to use against our enemy, the spiritual forces of wickedness. Some of them are strictly for our protection, but we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. What is a sword used for? Yeah, it's used to defend ourselves, but it's also to attack, right? It's a very powerful weapon. And what is the sword of the Spirit? The word of God. Well, not you. Sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It helps if we know what the word of God is, through reading our Bible, hearing others talk about it, listening to the voice of the Spirit within us, learning what the word of God is, so he can prompt us, bring to mind those things which we have committed to our memory. There are so many times when, let's say I'm putting together a message, and I'm just thinking, and all of a sudden, a scripture pops in my mind, one that I'm familiar with, because after having read the Bible for so many years, you kind of get used to, and you know, all the various scriptures. It's very easy for the Spirit then to just remind me or you of a particular verse. And I enjoy that, because that's how he puts a lot of these things together. So it's important to know the Word of God. Be familiar with it, let's put it that way. Be familiar enough, but also be willing. What good is it if you've got all this armor on and you're holding the sword of the Spirit and you don't use it, or you don't know how to use it? What good is it? You have to be able to use it. You have to be willing to use it. You have to be willing to speak forth the word of God. Whether we like it or not, we have been chosen to speak his word. It's not just preachers. It's not just prophets or apostles. Each one of us has a mouth. Each one of us has a mouth made by God, who is able to fill our mouths with his words. Each one of us has been chosen to speak. We need to be willing to speak. If we're in a situation, maybe somebody asks us about our faith, or maybe we meet somebody new and we just feel like the Lord wants us to say something to that person about Jesus, all we need to do is open our mouth. Just begin to say something and let him take it from there. Let him fill our mouths with his word. Maybe it's a word to offer encouragement to someone else. Could be any number of things. Yes, there are many things that we are called to do in service of the Lord, but you know, we all have different talents and skills and gifts that he has given us. But one thing that he has given to each and every one of us is a mouth to speak his word. Just like he told Moses, just like what happened with the apostles, and so many other people in the Bible. I realize we're not all Joan. Okay. We're not all as bold as she is and everything. But yet, the Holy Spirit within us is God Himself. He is part of the triune God, the three in one, and He lives within us. And He can give us the words to speak. It's one of the things Paul said in one of his letters too. Actually, God was saying it through him. If you're brought before somebody, a king, a person of authority, a governor, a mayor, whoever, and you're called upon to give an account of why you're a believer, I'm paraphrasing, of course, don't worry about what you're going to say. So he said, don't worry about it. Don't even plan ahead of time. When you're asked, just open your mouth, and God will speak through you. That's the responsibility that we all have, to speak the word of God. And it's a privilege, really. It is. To be a spokesperson for the God of the universe. And that's what we are. When we open our mouths to speak to someone, the words He has given us. So don't think ahead of time. Or if you need to go meet somebody or just happenstance, you're in the store and somebody strikes up a conversation, you don't have to worry ahead of time. If that happens, what am I going to say to that person? No. Just trust the Lord. Lord, I trust you. I believe you're going to give me the words to share. And just open your mouth and let it all flow out. You'd be surprised what happens. But each one of us has been chosen to speak for Him. In one way or another, in one time or another. It's part of our responsibility. And again, like I said, it's a privilege. It's a privilege. So be prepared. There are going to be times when God is going to call upon you just to open your mouth. Open your mouth. God made it. He can fill it. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. I know it's a hard thing for a lot of us because some of us are shy. Some of us are reserved, introverted, fearful, whatever. Because we're not accustomed to doing something like that. Just boldly speaking forth what you put in our mouths. But we're not always going to know what the words are before we speak them. You want us to have the faith to just open our mouth and to let it come out. We thank you, Father, that you are faithful, you are wonderful, you're amazing. And thank you, too, for the privilege that we have of being your spokesperson. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for it all. Help us, Lord, in our weaknesses, in our fears and concerns, to just trust you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.